the rest of the story. You would know Jim anywhere. 6 feet, 180 pounds, distinctive face. Distinctive mannerisms, like the way he stands and the way he crosses his legs and the way he folds his arms. And the way he gestures with his hands, you would know Jim anywhere. He chain smokes Salems. He prefers Miller Lite. He chews his fingernails to the quick. There is no mistaking him, nor was there ever. In school, his best subject was math. His worst was spelling. He never cared much for school, actually. He sneaked cigarettes in adolescence. He became a habitual smoker by teenage. At 18, the headaches started, and that's another thing. Jim's doctor would know him anywhere. Not only by his pulse and his blood pressure and his EEG patterns, but by his unusual headache syndrome, a distinctively described combination of tension and migraine, and by chronic hemorrhoids, and by his vasectomy, and by the time he thought he had a heart attack, and by the time he suddenly inexplicably gained 10 pounds. Oh, Jim's doctor could look at his medical history. There'd be no mistaking him for any other patient. Jim has been married twice, divorced Linda. Betty's his wife now. He has a son, James Allen, an adoptive brother, Larry. Anyone in his family, even his dog, Toy, would know Jim anywhere. Jim makes his home in Ohio. He vacations at the same three-block-long beach on the Florida Gulf Coast each year. He hates baseball. He loves stock car racing, and politics bores him. His hobbies are mechanical drawing, block lettering, and carpentry. In fact, he built the white wooden bench that encircles the tree in his yard. Jim had law enforcement training. He has worked part-time as a deputy sheriff. He drives a Chevrolet, a blue Chevrolet. You'd know him anywhere. Both of him. Both of him, because everything you've just heard, everything applies to two people, two Jims, two men named Jim. Both of whom divorced women named Linda and remarried women named Betty. And they have sons named James Allen and adoptive brothers named Larry and pet dogs named Toy. Two Jims. Both of whom chew their fingernails and chain smoke Salems and drink Miller Lite. And drive the same model blue Chevrolets. Two Jims with identical school records down to the best and the worst subjects, identical medical records down to their brain waves, identical body language down to the way they fold their arms. Two Jims with the same hobbies, the same preferences, the same aversions, and the same personalities. Two Jims who have lived 70 miles apart in Ohio, who have vacationed on the same tiny strip of St. Petersburg Beach each year, utterly unknown to each other. For these two Jims whose lives have precisely paralleled from periods of weight gain to suspected heart attacks to chronic hemorrhoids, these two Jims are biological twins, separated 4 weeks after birth, reunited 39 years later. Abraham Lincoln tried to tell us that all men are created equal. Well, two were. Now you know the rest of the story.